Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. In 2016, financial markets, the economy, and geopolitics experienced an unusual number of milestones. And while it's easy to overemphasize change, shine a spotlight on uncertainty, and play up the worst-case scenario, our next guest thinks the way to assess the new dynamic is not to ask what's broken or what will be fixed, but how will businesses, markets, and the economy adapt? And joining us once again with his first of the year prognostication is a regular on this program, Doug English, a certified financial planner with ACT Advisors. And today he joins us by phone from his office in Greenville or Charleston. Where are you today, Doug?
Today is a lovely day in Charleston.
You've got 2017 all scripted and ready to go for your clients?
Well, we're certainly trying, but before we talk about that, wow, how about 2016? That was pretty interesting. We had some important and at times surprising milestones that came together to produce a pretty nice year, especially after the election. Oil prices have finally stabilized. The earnings recession ended and corporate America started making money again. And we think that trend continues. And we spend a lot of time watching for the signs of a recession. Because the recession, if you're investing in stocks inside a recession, you have about a 50-50 chance of making money in a rolling 12-month period of time. But if you can just avoid those recessionary years, you have about an 85% chance. So it really helps. And we think the U.S. economy continues to grow this year modestly, somewhere between 2.5% and 3%. Now, the last several years, the economy has been running on one engine. Us, the U.S. consumer, we think that this year it finally begins to broaden out, see businesses begin to spend, and the government begin to stimulate the economy through possibly tax cuts and infrastructure spending. All of that is likely to be good for the stock market and inflationary. And now the Fed may be in a delicate position to deal with this as it tries to balance interest rates. So one of the key things we are watching is how quick is the administration going to be able to get its tax changes passed. If you look at history, the various tax cuts that have passed usually takes an administration about 6 months. Now, if the Trump administration can get this done sooner, it could help growth, maybe drive up our expectations for the market and GDP. There's some difficulty and they don't get it done till late in the year. This might not even take effect until 18, and that would lower our expectations. We think that 2017 is likely to be another nice year for stock market investors with mid-single-digit returns for the S&P. That's consistent with what we usually see in this stage of the economic cycle and in line with the average since World War II, somewhere in that 5 to 10% range.
Okay, I heard one word in your forecast there that might cause some concern to our listeners, and that was inflation. It's certainly not a good signal for interest rates or the bond market if we do see a little bit more inflation than we've seen recently.
You're right, Mike. And you know, one of the things that's interesting to think about and look at the data on is at what point do interest rates start to become a problem? At what inflation rate do stocks tend to fall? And the crossover point is 5% on the 10-year bond. When you have interest rates below 5%, inflation is positively correlated with stock market returns. So what do we think is going to go on this year? We see a limited opportunity for bond market returns based on our expectation that we get at least 2, possibly 3 interest rate hikes from the Federal Reserve. We're still going to keep them in the portfolio, though, because when things go bad, there's a nice inverse relationship to bonds that really help to protect our clients.
Okay, so you mentioned 5% as that key number for 10-year treasuries, and doesn't sound like you expect us to climb over that threshold.
You're right. We are somewhere in the 2.5% range on the 10-year, and we've got a long ways to go. We think we might make it to 3% this year, but certainly no risk of 5%.
All right, Doug, thank you so much for sharing this insight with us today.
Always a pleasure, Mike.
Doug English is a certified financial planner with ACT Advisors. He joined us by phone from his office in Charleston, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also connect with us with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.